This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Dr. Jackie Fairley, who's the CEO of Star Pharma. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Star Pharma is one of the only, possibly the only, biotech that's taken a product from discovery right through till approval. But before we get on to that process that you've been overseeing now, what is a dendrimer?
A dendrimer is really
just,
it's a kind of polymer, really. We all know the word polymer. And a dendrimer is just a highly branched, roughly spherical polymer, which means that it's made up of lots of little subunits.
Because that's the basis of your business, right?
That is. In fact, the company was formed with intellectual property that was originally discovered at CSIRO and spun out into Star Pharma. And it was really that dendrimer platform which we've then developed for the product, the VivaGel product, which is now approved in a number of markets, but also in a really exciting drug delivery platform.
So what was the discovery? It's using these dendrimers as delivery platforms, is that correct?
Well, in fact, the original focus of the company was to use the dendrimers as drugs themselves. And in fact, the VivaGel product, which is the one that we referred to earlier, which has been recently approved, is an example of a product where we use one of these highly branched, large polymer molecules as the active ingredient, if you like. But along the way, we also identified that the drug delivery aspect, so taking a dendrimer to deliver other drugs, perhaps an off-patent drug that you're putting on a dendrimer or someone's cancer drug, which is otherwise too toxic, was also an opportunity. And so that's the other part of our business.
So what is VivaGel? What does it do?
So VivaGel BV is a water-based gel, and it's used in two ways. It's used to treat and to prevent a condition called bacterial vaginosis, which is the world's most common vaginal infection. It affects around 30% of women in the US, and so it's a very common condition. It's twice as common
as... How do you get it?
Well, it's not thought to be sexually acquired, but it's a mixture of bacterial species where there's an overgrowth of bad bacteria and a killing off of the good bacteria. So it's thought that it could be acquired from partners, but in fact the sort of cause of it is not that well understood.
Right. So tell us about the story of taking it from discovery right through. I mean, because no one does that, really.
No, in fact, very few.
How hard was it?
Well, it has been very, you know, it's been a long road to hoe, and it's required us to be...
And you've been in charge of the company basically for the whole journey, right?
Pretty much the whole journey in the VivaGel BV product. It was when I first joined, the company was focused on... VivaGel had been discovered, but it was being developed for another purpose. It was being developed to prevent HIV, which would have been a very difficult indication or a very difficult approval to gain. And so we were lucky that along the way we identified that it had activity in bacterial vaginosis, which is an unmet medical need because today there are very toxic antibiotics that don't work very well that are used for that. And we identified this as an opportunity and then raised the money to do the clinical trials, to prove that it worked, filed new patents, and ultimately took the product all the way through. So we completed phase three trials last year. We have approval already in Australia and in Europe, but we've just submitted to the US. So that big submission is the one that, you know, there's only probably one or two other companies that have ever done that in Australia.
And so it's a 10-year process, right?
It is a 10-year process.
And how much did it cost?
Well, it would be in the order of between $50 and $100 million probably to develop the product all the way through.
I thought you'd know precisely how much it cost.
Look, it's not like it's...
Is she just not telling me? Or
I'm just not telling you.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm just not telling you.
Okay, so but it's going to be on the market, what, next year?
Yes. Well, in fact, this year it'll be on the market in Australia and next year it'll be on the market in the US, which will be, which of course is the largest pharmaceutical market in the world. And it's also the market where this condition is most common.
So what does your business plan tell you it's going to make?
Well, we're not selling the product ourselves. So we've actually signed the first license for 120 countries with Mundi Pharma, who own the Betadine brand. So they're our partner in the non-US, non-European markets. and we'll be signing two more deals, one for the US and one for Europe. And we don't have formal guidance for the product, but we expect that this product will have top line sales of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and we'll be getting a royalty off those sales.
Right. And it'll be so you'll know what you're getting. It won't be dependent on.
Oh, absolutely. So the contract
will be a percentage of the sales.
Correct. That's right. So the deal that we've signed with Mundi Pharma, it's actually a revenue share. So yes, we know exactly what percentage we're getting. It's not in the public domain, of course, because it's bound by confidentiality. But the company stands to be well rewarded for its for its intellectual property.
So with Vivagel, is the Dendrimer itself the therapeutic agent, or is it a delivery?
No, it is actually the therapeutic agent itself. And so that's the only example that in our portfolio of products with the Dendrimer as the active agent. What we did actually after I joined was to switch the strategy to what we call drug delivery, where we're using the Dendrimer scaffold, which is the same highly branched scaffold, but to that we attach drugs. So we attach either off-patent cancer drugs in the case of our internal programs. We have three products currently in development, or we attach other people's drugs. So we have a major partnership with AstraZeneca, which has three different drugs in development, all of which are using our Dendrimer technology. And essentially, we've got the AstraZeneca drug on our Dendrimer scaffold, and as a result of that, we get milestones and royalties from the sale of that product.
Right, but the ones that are out of patent, in a sense, they're your drugs.
Correct, that's right. So we take an off-patent cancer drug, which has nasty side effects and efficacy that you might wish to improve. We put it on a Dendrimer, we get 20 years new patent life, and then we develop that.
Oh, so you get a patent then?
Correct, that's right. So we're taking an off-patent drug, we're improving it, and then we patent it. And in fact, we offer that to third parties as well. So
you'll be getting royalties on those?
Correct, that's right. So we've essentially created novel, improved cancer drugs with fewer side effects and better efficacy by using our delivery system. That's
so,
really
so
the
when
concept.
You say it's a scaffold, what does that mean? How does it deliver the drug?
So the delivery, so basically if you think about it, the Dendrimer is a highly branched spherical inert scaffold made up of the amino acid lysine, so the same amino acids that make up the proteins in our bodies. And the scaffold is just, it creates a larger particle. So it creates what's called a nanoparticle, which is a particle which is much bigger than a typical drug, and what that does is it changes its distribution.
So it's not just a molecule,
it's a macromolecule. So a drug is usually, many drugs are small, what they call small molecules, so the molecular weight is in a certain range, typically, you know, might be a few hundred, whereas the molecular weight of a Dendrimer is in the thousands. So we're creating a bigger molecule, and that bigger molecule is distributed differently in the body, and that different distribution means that it doesn't get into a lot of normal tissues, so our patients don't lose their hair, whereas the original cancer drug patients would have lost their hair. We don't get the bone marrow toxicities that you ordinarily get with those drugs, and that's because the bigger version, the Dendrimer version, doesn't distribute as widely in the body as the original drug did, but in fact...
So it doesn't muck up the hair follicles, for example?
No, it doesn't get into the hair follicles. It doesn't get into them.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal because particularly if you ask women, what is the worst side effect of cancer treatment, top of the list...
It's the wigs.
Is hair loss. That's right. Well, it's hair loss.
Horrible. Yeah, no, that's true. Well, that is a big deal. So when's that going to come out?
Well, so we have three products under development currently. The most advanced is in phase two trials, and we won't take these products all the way to market because our strategy is to actually develop a whole portfolio of these and to take them to proof of concept or phase two trial and then out-license them in return for milestones and royalties that we then reinvest in bringing more of them forward, because we can essentially take any cancer drug, which is off-patent, and in most cases, we can actually improve it in terms of its performance.
But you're going to be making all this money from Vivagel. You can invest it into Dendrimer platforms that you can have dozens of them.
Absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of this business model, is the fact that it's an existing drug is lower risk. It's cheaper to develop because there's an abridged, faster regulatory pathway, and you actually don't have the, you know, so you don't have the same technical risk. But the other thing is, because it's a platform, we can do it over and over and over again. And so, as I say, we have three products which are in development, two in the clinic, another one coming in, another five upstream, but we can also sign multiple partnerships like the AZ partnership. So for our shareholders, we have the ability to generate, there's a huge degree of optionality, I guess, in terms of revenue generation.
We haven't even had a chance to talk about you. It's been too interesting talking about the drugs, but you've been running a public company, ASX-listed public company, for 12 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time, longer than the average. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. The pharmaceutical development cycle's longer than many other businesses. So we're just getting to the fun bit. It's been a great experience, and it's an incredibly rewarding way to spend your life, actually, developing new pharmaceuticals with improved characteristics.
It's been great talking to you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Dr. Jackie Fairley, who's the CEO of Star Pharma.